This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, first off, they like the NBA Cup. Second of all, I got a few people going, oh, just watch your football. Just watch your our buddy Colin, who's been a listener for a long time. You'll be locked in on Raiders Jags. I went, that's a terrible example because the Browns have the Jags pick in the first round. So you got to find another game. That's a bad one. Oh, you just love the NFL product more. I go, I don't love the NFL product more. I'm a football guy, guilty as charged, but I love the NBA, and I've said it a million times over where, hey man, like after the draft, we need to gear down. I got to gear down. I got to watch NASCAR. I got to watch baseball. I got to watch basketball. Tennis, you're just never going to get me. I'm sorry. I had to do a football coaches meeting, and I had to do my defensive spiel to the younger guys who were coming up through the system. I didn't tell Owen about this. We're at the bar yesterday evening. I'm sitting there before
little kids to the bar.
No. This was the coaches. These were the adults, okay. The dads. And I wanted to text you because I'm sitting there watching the Indiana Fever and Golden State Valkyrie yesterday, and enjoyed the I watched basically the whole game because it was. I don't know if it was a rebroadcast, but it was before the Guardians, and then they put the Guardians right up next to it. So I was watching both things at once before I went into my defensive spiel, which the Fever got boat raced. And I have a theory about Caitlin Clark later on in the show. And it has nothing to do with coming to Cleveland to play for Cleveland's team.
Love a good Caitlin Clark theory.
Has a little bit to do with coming to Cleveland and play for Cleveland's team. But I have a little bit of a Caitlin Clark theory coming up later on. But yeah, I'm a sports guy. I like many sports. But yes, I'm a football guy. I love football. I love the intricacies of it. But damn it, I'm not going to sit there and be put into a stereotype over something that I think, at best, is a cheap gimmick and beneath a league like the NBA. There's no payoff for it. Only the first few games count in the standings. You play the championship game, that doesn't count in the standings. You have no reward for your fan base at the end of it. Now, I believe there's been a little bit of an uptick in the ratings. And I wonder, and I think the NBA will say, well, actually, you see the beginning of the NBA Cup and the ratings carry over for the rest of the year the way they didn't before. Well, yeah, but you said that there's tricks that are put in there because the more we do streaming television and live sports, there's a different way that they do those thoughts of their ratings. The percentages of the ratings that seem to, well, we have a record number of viewers here. Well, they're doing it different now. So there's a lot of records being shattered in live sports. So I got to kind of side-eye the ratings after the NBA Cup, and I'm like, this is such a terrible gimmick for such a great league. I don't need this. Fans don't need this.
So then what do fans need? Because every year, all people tell me is a regular season has gotten to be such a bore in the NBA.
I don't tell you
that, but that is that not the overwhelming criticism of the NBA regular season?
Yeah,
people
but if
saying
they
have
about
to
that, they'll bitch
shorten
about
the league.
But I just think that people in so many ways are bitching to bitch. What I don't like about this is that if you're going to have a podium and you're going to have a trophy and you're going to drop confetti in Las Vegas, it should stand for something for your fans. for your general fans.
You'd be into the what you're saying. So this kind of surprises me then. You'd be into this in-season tournament if there would be an actual incentive, an actual reward when you win.
But
the in-season tournament.
It's faulty logic because I don't know a right way to do it where you give an actual incentive because you've brought up the season imbalance where, hey, if you give them the automatic number one seed, what happens if you have injuries in the second half? Now you've thrown off the balance of the actual postseason.
Right, which is what the NBA people have talked about. I still think there's got to be something in the middle. There's got to be something that is tangible that you get when you win this in-season tournament. Now, I got into it a little bit with Owen off the air before the show because I gave the NBA credit for trying. I will never blame any of these leagues for at least trying something.
What are they trying?
Well, they're trying to make something in the regular season, much like what I guess soccer has done this successfully over the years.
But they're taking games that were going to be played anyway and going, oh, we've repackaged it. It's a different deal now. No, it's the same games.
Yeah, so the one thing they've done...
They just gave you a different color court.
The court, right? They've done the court. And I will say this, people have wondered, well, is anybody actually going to try to win these games? There's been no load management in this tournament. The good players have played. So that is a start, right? You if you're paying for tickets to one of these games, you don't want the players to just go through the motions and act like they don't care. I will say I've watched these games. They look like playoff games. They do look like different games. And I'm not talking just the core to the uniforms. Like, the players playing in the games have definitely gone out of their way because there has been a pressure, I think, from the commissioner and the TV partners.
The Cleveland Toronto game is now a premium game for me to try to go to.
Can I jump in here for a second? I'm going to let you guys have this out because I see Owen's getting really angry over there, and I like this. Can I just throw in
one thing? Just don't understand.
One of the arguments that we're given about it is like these players don't care about money. Well, we had George Niang on, and he absolutely cared about the money. I mean, an extra $500,000 or whatever it is makes a world of difference.
Well, it used to be Sam Merrill didn't, but now Sam Merrill doesn't.
Yeah, right.
But
he got his contract.
But it's great because I think there is a reliance on one another, and I think there's a responsibility. Like, okay, Devin Booker's going to make $73 million, but he has a responsibility to try his ass off in the NBA in the in-season tournament to help out his teammates that ain't going to be making $73 million this year. So I think that the thought of, hey, these are a bunch of NBA guys who just light their cigars with $100 bills, I think that argument backfired. Considering we asked an actual NBA player, he's like, no, that matters. That money matters, and we want to play for that money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Money. So I like that, but going back between you two, you guys go right on ahead. I enjoy watching
this
too.
Owen, I wish baseball would try something like this because, let's be honest, baseball is the one sport where we only watch our own team. I think it would be cool for baseball to try to embrace some sort of tournament because
they have the World Baseball Classic.
You know what? Honestly, that did get people excited. Now it's not internal.
It's where
just Major League Baseball.
You're not playing on. It's not the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So I'm all for them trying something. To your credit, I will say. I mean, it's not working. Like Owen, you're a casual NBA fan
right.
who's into
I'm
the Cavs.
I'm a Cavs fan,
and you're not into this at all.
I don't care about the rest.
You're making fun of it. And I think most people are in your corner. Most people are watching this and going, who cares?
Every interaction that I have with like-minded Cavs fans is on Twitter, you know, kind of mocking
yes.
what is going on with this. You know, we won another big in-season tournament game presented by Emirates or whatever it is. But I don't know that trying to get me to believe that they're playing harder in this game is worth me paying attention anymore, especially to other teams in December. Like, I do not care about the Thunder in December.
But see, you definitely didn't care before anyway, right? So the NBA is trying to get you to care.
Yeah,
it just hasn't.
Failing.
It just hasn't worked. But again, I will repeat, I love that leagues are thinking outside the box a little bit and trying to, you know, like the NFL will never have to worry about this. I mean, the NFL has people on the edge of their seat for the Jacksonville Raiders game.
Because no matter
what people like me say, I'm like, this is terrible football. Why do you care?
It does nothing
people
for
do.
The team well, that I care about. Football. It does something for the players monetarily. I don't care. We just spent a segment. We don't care about
so
their
what
money,
could they
right?
Do? So is there something they could do?
Yeah, there has to be something that affects your playoff, your actual NBA playoff seeding or, you know, maybe you get to, even if you're the lower seed, maybe you're the eighth seed, but you get to host, you know.
Yeah,
you
what
get
if it guaranteed you home court advantage?
Right. Throughout?
Well, man, throughout. Boy, that.
If it's got, throughout,
I mean,
now,
that's got to be a worthwhile
now we're
thing,
gunslinging,
man.
And I'm down there and making sure that everybody's good to go for the evening.
Yeah, so not only are you guaranteed a playoff spot, you're guaranteed home court advantage no matter what throughout
yes.
the entirety of the game.
Could it guarantee that we get two wins in the second round of the NBA playoffs?
Because there's a lot of guys
one right now.
Who are like guys like BP and Pepper Pike, they're basketball guys, right? That's Ken and Brooklyn, basketball guys. They're going to be interested in the NBA in-season tournament, the NBA Cup. They're going to be interested in that. But Owen and Avon Lake, like you got to give him something as an incentive to react as a fan.
Well, and not only for my team, but to actively root against other teams, right?
Yes.
Because I have no reason
absolutely.
To care
Thank you.
That... You know, the Knicks, wherever they finish in it, I don't care. But I will absolutely care if the Hawks, who have made moves this offseason, now also have home court advantage
mm-hmm.
potentially against me or potentially for the whole
Which I gotta
NBA
figure out,
run.
You got to figure out what the backside of that is, the backslide of that is, if there's injuries or something like that in the second half. Like, how does that throw off the imbalance? Or the balance of the postseason. Like, if you just give them the number one seed, yeah, I would say that they would throw off a balance of the postseason. But if you do home court advantage throughout, it's like, all right, yeah, you got to take this team, and you're going to have to go on the road to do it because they earned it through the NBA Cup. Which, that to me, that may work. Because everything else, like the money, it works for them, but you notice it doesn't work for the All-Star game because those guys have made it, and they don't really care. But for the other guys, yes, that works. There's a lot of things that I see that could happen. If you just offered something for the fan, I'd be much more open to all this stuff. I don't like the courts the way some people do. That's fine. No big deal. There are a few that are kind of cool, but I'm not as into the courts as other people. It's just like, man, if you just offered something for the general fan, for John Q taxpayer Cavs fan, I'm like, man, you'd be going a lot further.
So just one final thing for me. Why is it that this has been so successful in soccer? Their FA Cup, they've done it for 150 years.
Well, they don't have a playoff.
They've done it
either,
for 150
right?
years.
Right, they do not have a playoff.
They don't
in
have
soccer.
An actual playoff, so this kind of serves as a pseudo playoff.
But you just said it. They've done it for 150 years. I've seen basketball work for my entire life, and now you're throwing in this new thing and you're not giving me an incentive for it.
So are you telling me, though, that the 153-year thing, are you telling me that 30 years from now, if they keep up the in-season tournament, it will just become part of tradition and younger fans will have grown
yes.
up with it?
My maybe. Son will care
so
about it.
So maybe they're banking on that.
Maybe they are.
Maybe it's not for us. Maybe it's something that younger fans could.
Anthony,
I'm just saying hypothetically.
That doesn't satisfy me.
No.
I want be dead. For Owen. I we don't care dead. About Owen's grandkids.
We'll be buried with one of the cups, the in-season tournament cups.
Coming up at 8:22
Your burial
this morning.
Will be presented by
Emirates.
Coming take up it with you to the afterlife.
8:22 Mary-Kate Cabot going to join us on the show. Coming up in 5 minutes. 7:22 my friend. What legacy means to one of the all-time great Cleveland athletes? And quote, I just want one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.